Okay, so like either of you guys Rubik's Cube people, I mean,
no.
You do that. I mean,
nah,
I don't get evil. It. I mean, yeah. I
know. Stupid.
I've tried it, can't do it.
Never even sold
it. Hate people
inside.
Who can.
Yeah, I know. That's it.
I can't even. I get it. Your kid's brilliant. Okay, fine. Whatever.
That's good.
Okay, now there's a guy.
That's right. I do the golf tee game at the restaurant.
Yeah, there's right. a guy who says that he will attempt to set a new Guinness record for working out 100 Rubik's Cubes while running the London Marathon.
Is there a category for that?
You need something to do if you're going to run that long.
Yeah, Yuli Killian is the self-proclaimed Rubik's runner. Says he hopes to raise thousands of dollars for charity. The London Marathon is April the 17th. People will be handing him cubes along the marathon route. He'll solve
handing
them.
Him or throwing them at him?
Well,
come
I'm not
on,
sure
let's
how
be
that's
honest.
Going to work, yeah. And then he'll pick them up and go. All right, this is something we can all relate to. How about that brand new corporate jet? We're all needing one of those. People who can afford such a thing, like your billionaires.
Or the gas to fly it.
Yeah. Hey, there's a guy on this radio station that has one. So
there you are. Standing in line for a new...
It's Rush, by the way, just in case anyone thinks it's someone local.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
A new Gulfstream G650.
Yeah.
65 mil.
Really?
Is that all? Top speed, 704 miles an hour. That's the fastest corporate jet made. Planes are still...
That's knocking on the door of Mach 1.
Yes, sir, it is. The planes are still a year away from delivery. There are only 200 of them coming from Gulfstream. That's 50 a year for the next 4 years. That means there's lots of wheeling and dealing going on between the moguls and the celebrities like David Geffen and your blue-chip companies. The New York Post reports some billionaires are selling their spots on the list for the G650s for as much as $6 million.
Oh, my.
Because... After all, billionaires don't want to wait.
Well, how do you get on the list? I'd like to get on the list and then sell my spot. I guess
yeah,
you got to
really.
Prove. Guess you got to prove.
Could you get you a have... pool of investors together to get on the list and then turn around and sell your spot and get a return?
Exactly. I'm just going to say.
You don't lose a month.
I'm just going to say you probably have to be a previous customer.
Oh.
But the really neat.
I think you should ask Senator Ogden tomorrow if the state of Texas could get on the list.
I'll see about
exactly.
That. The neat thing is, I happened to talk to a guy who owns a Gulfstream, and he got a shirt. And I said, hey, that's cool. You buy a plane, you get a shirt. He said, yep, pretty much.
Tom, did you catch that?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, the first part. Yeah.
Scott knows somebody who owns a Gulfstream.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah, it's his plumber.
A guy,
that's the thing.
There's a guy named...
He lands it right outside the compound.
There's a guy named Philip Falcone, who is a Wall Street hedge fund guy who I think is from Alabama.
Uh-huh.
He has three spots on the list. But he says he's going to sell one.
And keep the other?
Yeah, keep the other two.
Huh.
That guy's making way too much money.
The Careful, plane. You're starting to sound like Michael Moore now.
Okay. $65 million. He's going to need two planes. He can only be one place at a time. Why does he need another one?
Well,
is it like Obama? He needs a backup?
Well, each spot he sells is a 10% discount on the plane. I mean, you know.
Sounds like a pyramid scheme now. Hey, you moved up the list.
It's the Gulfstream Ponzi scheme, right? Yeah, coming to a deal near
Also
you.
Known as Social Security.
That's right.
Right.
All right, 816. So just so you know, I mean, they're out there, and I'm sure. There you go. Go do that today. Is you're at your job that pays you $9 an hour. Go sit down there in front of your old computer in your cubicle and start looking at those Gulf 650s.
Go price what that 2006 used vehicle you had your eye on is going to cost you.
Yeah.
And then compare that to the $65 million Gulfstream 650. And then I don't blame you for taking the rest of the day off and going home to cry.
They both have seatbelts.
Yeah, that's about the only thing they have in common.
There you go. Alan's here this morning from the City of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm doing very well.
Great. What you got for us today?
All right. We've got some sign-ups coming up for Parks and Recreation events.
Yep.
Starts on the 7th, which is Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple days from now. Sign-up begins for spring swimming lessons. That's for the kiddos. There's two different sessions. They're both in April, and they're both all three of them start all three of the different times. There's 4:30, 5:30, and 6:30. They're all after school.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about being in school or anything like that. Starts April 11th is the first session. The second session starts April 25th. But like I said, the sign-up is on Monday, and you can do that at the Bryan Aquatic Center. While you're down there, you can also sign up for Family Campout, which is April 9th and 10th. So we're starting early on the sign-up for that.
That's a guaranteed rain day right there. We need rain, so that's it. Okay.
Yeah. we're going to progressively move it from week to week whenever we need rain.
Hey, we need rain. Yeah, exactly.
I brought up rain in a family campout meeting, and I got shushed really fast.
Really?
Like, Don't talk about rain.
That probably does cause a little annoyance there.
Yeah, it's not good. So that's supposed to be April 9th and 10th. That's the plan. Hopefully it doesn't rain. And we've also got spring break camp coming up. And while we're talking about all these events, we're also still hiring for some of those positions. They need camp counselors, lifeguards, and swim instructors. So go to briantxjobs.com, and you can sign up for all of those. Also wanted to mention we had the PD banquet a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was last Thursday afternoon, evening. I'm sure John's mentioned this whenever he's been on here before, but I'll say the big winners again. The Civilian of the Year was Billy Smith. She's a crossing guard. Reserve Officer of the Year was Marlon Krause. Field Training Officer of the Year, and those are the guys who train new officers, that was Corey Owens. Detective of the Year was Travis Hines. Supervisor of the Year was Sergeant David Slanker. And then the big winner was Officer of the Year, and that was Alice Anderson.
Oh, congratulations to all them.
Congratulations to them, indeed. Wanted to mention, too, a new episode of Brian Living and Learning is online now. We've got a little sneak peek for some of the development projects that are going on in the city. Basically, we got the story idea because I was driving by all these projects and I didn't know what they were.
Okay.
So I was like, you know, I'm going to ask some of the folks down here at the city. At some point, somebody had to have pulled a permit to get this thing going.
Sure.
Two of the big things that we talk about are the gas station there, William Joel Bryan and Texas Avenue, that will remain a gas station, but they've just added some more retail shops openings next to it.
Sure.
So that's coming up soon. The parking garage offices are finished there near the downtown area. They're starting on the actual parking facility now.
Okay.
That's supposed to be done next January. So one more year of parking headaches for the court folks.
Uh-huh, right.
And then the other big one that everybody's been seeing for a while is Tony Roma's. And I called over to their offices or their construction company's offices, and I said, hey, when is that supposed to be open? She's like, oh, it's supposed to be open in January.
Oh,
well, we passed that.
Yeah, so. Did you know? Have you looked at the calendar? Yeah.
So she laughed and said that they've had a couple delays, obviously, but the big push now is to get it open by the end of March.
Okay.
And at the very latest, it'll be beginning of April.
Good,
so that should be happening soon. And then the last thing I wanted to mention was, I don't know if folks saw the Texas Co-op Power, the latest issue.
Magazine that comes out to BTU customers.
Correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. But they put a little ranking of the lowest rates per kilowatt hour. And number one, this is for December, the most recent time that they could collect. And BTU came in the number one spot of lowest in the state of Texas.
Outstanding.
So congrats to BTU and congratulations to all the BTU customers who are getting the lowest rates.
All those people in College Station shaking their fist right now.
I know, they're mad. Quit talking about that.
Yeah, really, really. Okay, very good.
That's all I got.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate
that.
You bet. Visit the folks from City of Bryan on Thursdays on WTAW.